Today's daf is Chala, daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis as we continue here in the second parak of Perak Peiros. Perak Peiros, again, Peiros, Chutz La'aretz, that you brought in to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah had said that there is a way to be mitzaref. The Mishnah said on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that if somebody makes small doughs and touches them together, so they are putter until they bite each other. Putter and achi ashochu. That was the Tanakama. And the Belazar says, also, if you put it in a basket, the tzal is mitzar from lechala. That was the 2 days in the Mishnah. Again, the Tanakama says you need to have them biting. You know, if you, that means if you pick one up, the other, it takes part of the other one with it. That's Siruf, and Rebbe Eliezer seems to have a more flexible. No, even, af. Even if just putting it into the basket, that would be good enough. Even putting it into the basket. Says the Gemara in there. Blanza Omer v'chulu chaf alaf mabes. Rebbe Yonah, Rebbe Chia, b'shem Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Imi, b'shem Rebbe Yochanan. Two versions, who said it in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. V'hein shenashchu. This is on Rebbe Eliezer. As long as they're biting. As long as they're biting. That was what the Tanakhama said. Right? V'hein shenishchu. But as we'll see, the Marafolda already explains it. Here, it doesn't mean that they are actually biting, but that they could be biting. That means sometimes when you, let's say you'll bake two rolls together, and they'll be touching, but right now you pick them up, they're separate. But as they bake, then they become absorbed into the other one, and they become in a state of neshicha. So that's what we're going to see. That's the point of machlokas. If they're not in a state of neshicha yet, but they are potentially in the state of neshicha, they're on the cookie sheet and they're touching, but they're not nashuch yet, is that already good enough for tziruf? That's going to be the issue of machlokas. So is tani, but first they say, regarding the issue of the basket, how does that relate to oven? Is tani asal mitzarev and atana mitzarev? Some say that when Rebbe Elazar says the basket is mitzarev, that's only the basket and not the tanur. I'm sorry, and atana mitzarev, and not the oven. The oven wouldn't be mitzarif, which you might think, what do you mean? You're just just the opposite, right? If a basket, then an oven is even more. Usually bake it in the oven. Let's first see. Viz tani, atana mitzarif, vena sal mitzarif. It's only the oven where it's baked and not the sal, not the basket. The basket is too late. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's just finish, then we'll talk about the svara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, itzisi mi dechilfi. I learned from chilfi. Or some say that means ilfa. Remember that ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan? Nashchu kan v'kan mitzarif. If it's actually biting with each other and you pick up one and the other one comes along with it, then everybody agrees that's tziruf. Lo nashchu kan v'kan inim mitzarif. If it's not biting at all and not connected at all, then maybe, even if it's in the same basket, you might say it's not good enough for Rabbi Eliezer. What's the issue of machlokes? The Mishnah. Masnisa kagon ilin rifted the bavel. Like these rolls of bavel. These rolls of Bavel, which as I described before, they're touching, but they're not noshech yet. But it can be, right? If you look in the Mara Folda, on the beginning of our sugya, the Rebbe Elazar travayu boy, neshicha v'tziruf lasal. The Rebbe Elazar needs both the combining in the basket and neshicha, but not actually neshicha. Umayri berifta de Bavel. We're talking about the rolls of Bavel. Shein rechavos v'agulos. They're wide. V'darkan lios dvukim zeba zebataner. And they become dvuk in the oven. The lav davka amar vehena shenoshchos ela roi linshoch kamar explains the marafolta in the name of the Rosh, the Rasilia. Okay, so that is the issue of machlokes, these wide rolls that are going to combine even though they're not noshech yet. What would be the svarah to say that the sal is mitzarif and not the tanur? Right, you would think the oven is closed on more sides usually. Yeah, in the days of old, the ovens, do you say that they're open from the side, they're open from the top? So the post can discuss if it's more enclosed or less enclosed. But I saw one of the suggestions was that maybe an oven is more like, it's not even a kli. An oven is a large, like a barrel-looking kind of item, as we know from pictures of the Talmudic ovens. But maybe it's more connected to karka, it's mechubo lekarka. And maybe you need a kli to be mitzarif and not something that is mechubo lekarka. And especially if it's a large oven in the days of old, that would never be moved. What about the fact, what about our ovens today? Are our ovens mitzarif, salachara? They're all enclosed. If you put it on the counter we described last time and you put a towel over it, that's mitzarif. But here you put it in the oven, right? If you're baking it together, then for sure it's, that might be mitzurif. Unless you say it's more, that's a larger area, that if you put it on the counter and you put a towel over it, that's more mitzuruf. They're just putting it in the oven and not touching each other because they're in their separate kelim. That's a discussion. The Sefer Shabbos has a long footnote in the second volume about the hafrashas challah. What about the refrigerator? Nobody's going to say, really, the refrigerator is going to be mitzarif. That's a kli. Right, and if it's in its own tin foil, its own tin, so own plastic bag, so lachar, that's not. So it could be that it's too. The even though it's bigger, that doesn't that makes it worse for levels of tziruf and not bigger. So maybe this could be compared to if you have, let's say, modern ovens that have to be plugged in. Right, maybe that makes it mechuba lekarka kekarka. Right, this comes up in the Tfilas Kalim sugya. The Chelkas Yaakov has a tshuva. Rabbi Yaakov Breisch from Switzerland. So he has a tshuva here in Yeridea, in Simen Mem Gimel. There he talks about how to tovel electrical items. Right, items that have to be plugged in. So he says that's a big problem. He says because I have been told that if you put it in and you get it wet, that it's going to get ruined. Shekanisa la kli lechameim. Tea, the coffee. Ubishulav, so I guess it's a urn. Ubishulav nivne mechona chashmalit bechtei levasho lechamim. And the bottom part has the electrical part. V'yefshar lavio l'toch amayim. And we know tevila requires the entire kli. Even if a little bit is out of the water, then it's not a good tevila. Right? And he says it's much worse than what we would call miyasheino makbit. If the whole, everybody is in the water and there's a chatzitza miyasheino makbid. Okay, but yeah, that's okay. But if you have part of the item or the person that's not in the mikvah, that's not miyasheino makbid. That tefillah doesn't work. Tefillah has to be total bebasachas. So what do you do here? Vashchila b'shtayim. Number one is the rechiv of tefillah. V'ichelek hatachton shebo nivne hamachon elo avichatzitza ubofen achiv eich efshal tavlo kivach and iskalko b'vo olamayim v'miyish eiza eitza acheres. So the first half of the tshuva, he says it needs tvila. That's what he assumes. You just got to figure out how to be tovelet, how to be tovelet. So one of the he says maybe you could give it as a present to a guy and borrow it back because kalim of a guy are not mechuyev in tvila. He says, it's kind of not practical to do that every time you buy an urn and a sandwich maker and all the different types of kalim that you get. You're always going to find a guy and get him to give it to you to rent it back. And he says also the Taz says about that option on the Shulchan Aruch, that's only on a temporary basis. You can't give it to a guy and rent it back for 20 years. Right, it's one temporary basis. Does that mean he dafka l'shal l'shabbos v'yantiv? Aval achar shabbos kivach yish takeya biyado chashuv kalakuach. Right, so what do you do? And also, when you give it to a guy, a matara to an akum, gamkein mafkia mitzvah tefillah, mikli shu mishtamish bo. V'chutz lizeh, haridas rov rishonim, the tefillah's kelim has been a Torah, and b'daraisa lo mahani harama. Right, so he says that's not an option. Then he quotes from the tshuvas Shev Yaakov, who says this option. De b'davar ha-mechubar l'karka, de lo mekabel tuma, ein tzorach tefillah gam l'tuma. Maybe it's mechubar, it's only usable when it's plugged in. That's the only way it works. So maybe it's called connected to the ground. Mechubal karka. So it's like karka. And therefore, you wouldn't have to be tovelet. Kiva the EF Shalashamish Bimatecha Salazu, Raka de Hibra Lachashmal Shabakosel, Havikanasa Lashamish Imakarka Delo, Mekabotumo, Mamela, and Soragam Kain Tfila. So he was suggested this, but he doesn't like this. He didn't like this. He says, Mikomakom Kivan Daslinam Basar Rov Tashmisho, Rov Tashmish Khatichas Batechas Alazu, Aide Khatiha Lakosel, Mikri Nasla Shabish Imakarka, Abidu Didan says, but in our case, even if it's not plugged in, you could use it to hold the water, you could use it sometimes you'll unplug it and you'll serve it, right? So he does not think that that's an option. And even so he says that what do you do? So he says two things. He says, number one, which he says, we know, let's say a woman needs help getting into the mikvah, she can't go in herself, so she's got to be held by the arms of another woman, so that woman, the helder, the helper, puts her hands into the mikvah first, gets them wet, and then lowers the woman, helps the woman go into the to the mikvah. See here too, he says, maybe get your hands wet beforehand, and then put your hands softly over the little holes of where the electrical area is, and a tiny, tiny few drops isn't going to hurt anybody, he thinks. And even if it says on the box it's going to hurt somebody, I don't think so. He's taking that on himself. Or a little shmata that's a little wet. It's wet beforehand. So I don't think it's gonna affect it. Right, you put a little loose cotton ball in if it's possible for her to get water in. So he says that's what he suggests. Ubofa sha'umrim yomru dafach luchas mayim kazeh yachol akalkal ha-machona. He says, a couple of drops also going to ruin it. Yesh od eitza listom toch achor el shalatocho yuchal lovo amayim la-machona la-kalkal bestima ma'al yisa. Maybe put something in there and then leave it there for at least a week so it's batel and it becomes part of it and then bitovel. So all these different options. If it really would break, then some of the poskim say there's only a certain amount that you have to spend to do a mitzvah saseh. So again, if I have food cooked in a non-tovel kli, it doesn't answer the food. It's just a mitzvah saseh to tovel, right? So therefore, it could be that if the skin is going to get broken if I don't tovel it. So then others suggest that the bottom part where the electric part is not really part of the kli. It's a separate thing. So as long as you tovel the part that touches the food, the top part. Sometimes that gets a little difficult. Some say you go to a Jewish electrician and undo it and then put it back together, but it can't just undo one screw. That's not totally, you only have to undo it in a way that a non-professional wouldn't be able to put it back together. Many different shittos that are discussed here about this issue, but this came up over here to say that maybe a tanur is less of a kli, right? If you say it's plugged in, therefore it's not a kli, it's mechubar, so maybe that would be relevant. Okay, says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Hamafresh chalas o kemach, eina chala. Oh, important halacha. If I try to be mafresh chala when it's still flour, before I make it into a dough, it's meaningless. It's not chala. There's a minimum, right? The later date, b'di'eved, I can take off chala even after it's baked. Even after the whole thing is over. But when's the earliest time to take off chala? Only when the water, the liquid and the flour have started to become bonded and needed. But if it's just in the flour stage, kemach, meaningless, eina chala, because it says, reishis arisosechem, the beginning of your dough. This is not dough, this is flour. Vegezel biad kohen, and if you give it to the kohen, it's stealing. So what does that mean, stealing? You gave it to the kohen willingly. So 2 days in the Mefarshim here, based on the Gemara in Mesechas Kedushin, some say this means gzera. It's a gzera biad, that is, it's called gezel, that he has to give it back, because if he doesn't give it back, then the Bailam are going to think that what's left is mesukan. What's left, is the flour that they have, is already good. I already took off challah. When they make it into a dough, they're just going to eat it without being mafresh anything else. And that's a problem, because that wasn't challah. It was meaningless. So therefore, we treat it as gezel derabanan, because we need you to give it back, so that they know that it is not, the rest of what they have is not mesukan. The other suggestion of the Rasilio here says, no, it means real gezel, because the Bailam only gave it to the Kohen, assuming that it's challah. If it's not challah, he would never have given it to the Kohen. Right? So not just Mishum Gzeira, but it's just Al Das Zeh, he didn't give it, says the Rasilio. V'kidish ba'isha, eina mekudeshes, di Yisrael lo natna lo, ela Al Das, shetei isasu b'turah menet challah. There ain't a b'tura, and therefore it's gezel. And I gave you something with a certain umdana and das in mind. And if we're not just an issue of gzeira, we're worried that what the owner is going to do, but it's not your money, right? The Lamayanav community between these two approaches, right? What if the Kohen used it to get married? Right? According to the first approach, it's technically his. It's just that gzeira drabana, we want you to give it back so it doesn't lead to the Yisrael thinking that he already took off challah. But according to the second approach, it's not his. Right, it's gezel biad kohen mamish, because it's not the Yisrael didn't give it with that in mind. Okay, so gezel biad kohen, two different days. Ha'isa atzma chayev es b'chala, and the isa, what's left is for sure chayev and chala. Right, according to the first prototype we just said, that's exactly the reason you got to give it back, because the isa is still chayev and chala as you make the new dough, and that's why it's gezel. V'hakemach, and what about the flour that was given to the kohen? Sim yishbo kishir chayev es b'chala. So if it has the minimum amount of a shear, then it's chayv and challah. Therefore, when the Kohen makes it into the dough, he has to be mafresh challah. Remember, a Kohen can eat challah only after it's hufresh. If the Kohen bakes the dough, he has to hufresh it. Just like if a Kohen has tevua, he has to be mafresh truma. And truma's vicer. After he's mafresh it, he could eat it. Right? Just because it's in there doesn't mean that he doesn't have to do the hafresha. like Rabbi Yosef Engel, comparison, like a Kohen before Haktaras Emurin. He's not allowed to eat from the carbon. Can't say, it's his anyway. No, sometimes you need an act done before something becomes mutter to you. So you need the Haktaras Emurin before the Kohen eats. You need the Hafrasha before the Kohen eats also, even though he's going to keep both sides. Right, according to the Mafresh, and keep the true men, keep the chulin misukanim, but still. So if he has kamach, if he has the still has the flower, if it has enough of a shear, then chayav es bachala. The asur lazarim, div Rabbi Yeshua. What is this we're talking about? Asur lazarim, the whole thing. The whole thing is asur lazarim. The whole thing. Right, the dough, the flour that the Kohen was given was nothing. It was like tevel. So why should the, he say yes, he makes that into a dough and he's mafresh challah from there. So why should the rest of that be usher to a czar? So that's again, Marafolda says, Xer Drabanan. See on the fourth skinny line, V'chumra ba'almahu. Right, let's go back a line. V'asur lazarim, kala kema chabaliyat kohen. All the flour that was given to the kohen. V'chumra ba'almahu. Lefi sherou shebaliyat kohen b'taras challah. Because the other way, people see that this was given as challah. So even though it didn't work as challah, if the Yisrael is able to eat any of it, people think that, oh, I didn't know Yisrael is able to eat challah. Shelo yom rechallah mataras lazarim. Right, we're very wary about what people think in all different ways. People think if it was given to the Kohen, it will be eaten. That's a problem. People are, if it stays on the Kohen, they're going to think everything is good. So you have to be machmer in both ways. So Asur Lazarim, Divrei Rebbe Yehoshua. Divrei Rebbe Yehoshua. So therefore, he's not, the whole thing is Asur Lazarim. So, but 1 second. It's Asur Lazarim, but you have to give it back to the Bailim. So when they get it back, they're not allowed to eat it. So they have to sell it to a Kohen. Right? That's the seems to be the result here. It's all Asur, and there, but it's Gezel beyond Kohen, so he's got to give it back, but it's Asur to Yisrael. So therefore, as the Mepharshim explains, you have to give it back and he can sell it to a Kohen. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Amru lo. So they say to Rabbi Yeshua, what, it's Asur to a Tzar, Maisa v'kavsha zakei Tzar. There was a story, and an elderly Tzar grabbed it. Elders are good, and we assume maybe in the Havamina, maybe he knew what he was talking about, right? He grabbed it. Amalan, no. Afu kilkalatz b'vitigan lacherim. No, he messed up. It was a mistake, right? This is an example. Sometimes you have a machlokas about the story. No, you got the story wrong. Here, no, you got the story right, but you the results, right? He messed up. Kilkalatzmo. He made a mistake because he ate it, and it was wrong for him to eat it. He was misakin lacherim. We'll have to see in the Gemara what that means. What that means is misakin lacherim. Some say it just means that everybody else saw us. They're like, oh, okay, I guess it's what they eat. So he was misakin lemaisa lacherim, even though it wasn't a good thing. Right? That's the, so we'll have to see. Tikin lacherim. Right? The Marafolda here already quotes one of the opinions. Sha'acherim ochlin vitolin bo. Other people are going to eat this leftover and vitola in on him. Umotzin, umotzin pesach lehetel levisharu ha'sha'achal. They saw that he ate it. Okay, good. Says the Gemara. Chameshas Ravam. So now this Chal Daf Chavez has very important yesodos. Number one, as we just mentioned, Hafreshes Challah done when it's flour, it's meaningless. Number two, what's the shear for challah? What's the shear, the minimum amount of shear for challah? We already had in the first parak that different types of grains could be mitztaref to each other. We have the principle of Greira. If you remember, sometimes maybe only wheat and rice, but if depends if it was already made into a dough, and we had that daf, or if it was flour, and then you combine the flours, that's when you said it could be mitzareif, the five grains. So how much do you need? Chameshas revayim kema chayav and mechala. Five revayim. Without getting into the exact details, there's different ways to translate this into the modern measurements. The Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Noah always has larger measurements. Rav Chaim Noah smaller. In terms of tfachim, in terms of weight, so here, five revam of kemach, rechayv, and chala. And so there's a range, if you look in all of the lamaisa chala books, in pounds, in kilos, right? In chutzlars, it was always up to 3 pounds, 3 to 5 pounds, and then 5 pounds. Again, without not to do it without a bracha, with a bracha, and there's obviously in kilo a different shiurim as well. So five revam of kemach, that's the minimum shiur. Hain, Visaoran, visubin umursanan. You had in that word. All parts of the flour. As you make it to flour, meaning the bran, the fine bran, the coarse bran, all the different parts, that are part of the grain and the flour, that all is the sarif. That all chameshes ravam chayavim. Right, those five, those are all considered part of the flour, even though some people might take out some of the coarse bran normally, but as the Marafolda here says, an ani eats it all. So you see, it's part of it. Kula mitzdarfim in makemach lahashlim ashir, says the Marafolda. It's all mitzdarif. Shekein ani ochal pito bi'isa mureves. Because an ani eats his bread with all of this combined, so it's part of it. Nita la mursanan. What if the coarse bran is taken out? Mitochan v'chazer lo tochan, and then it's put back in. Hare elu baturin. So then that doesn't combine. If it was taken out and then reinserted, so then it doesn't. We'll see why this is. But again, once we're here, look at the Marafolda. She'ein derech isa lahachzer amursan lo tochan. Achar shenitol mimena. That's not normal. That normal is not the way of a dough, and therefore that's not called dough. It's not called dough in order to be mitztaref to the shear. The Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is going to explain why if it's put back. Shira chala, so that's the minimum amount of what's chayv in chala. How much chala does one have to take off? So remember, truma, midaraisa, kol shehu. Same thing with chala. Midaraisa, Torah doesn't say, tarimu truma, chala tarimu truma, any amount. A tiny amount is poter. But there is a derabanan level. Just like by truma, we have 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. We have the three shiurim by truma. So to here, we have two shiurim. Ha'osa isa la'atzmo, if somebody's baking their own dough, via osa lemishte b'no, or even if you're making a large amount, but it's still for you. You're not doing it for professional. You're making it for a wedding, right? Lemishte b'no. Still, that we say lo plug when it comes in this world, and therefore, echan ma'asrim ba'arba, 1/24th. 1/24th is the shear. Nachtom shuosa limkar lashuk. The chachamim had rachmanis on a baker who does it for a living. So he's baking for to sell in the shuk. V'cheina isha shuosa limkar bashuk, or a woman who's doing it to sell, even though it is a smaller amount. An isha is smaller than the nachtom. Echad mi'abrav v'shmon, and that's 1/48. 1/48th. So 1/24th and 1/48th. 1/24th for a regular person and 1/48th for a baker. For a baker, making it for the seller. Good. Continuing. Nitmeis isasa. What happens if the dough became tamei? Dough became tamei. So how much do you have to take off? Shogeges. Oanusa echan mirba mishmona. So I have a tamei dough. So remember, we said yesterday, and yesterday's daf, or 2 days ago's daf already, the machlokes tanoim. If there's a tamei dough, is it better to make small doughs so you don't even reach the chiv of challah, or it's better to just do the regular? And Rabbi Akiva says just do the regular, even though it's going to be tamei. So how much do you have to take off if it's tamei? So the Mishnah says 1/48. Even though usually the shear is 1/24th, if it's tamei anyway, then you take the smaller shear, 1/48th. And that's because it wasn't the person's fault. Nitmeis, if it came tamei, shogeges o anusa. Right, shogeg, it is not your fault, and therefore it's 1/48. I saw one of the achron in the back says idafka says nitmeis ha'isasa. What about nitmeis when it's still wheat? So there are those that, then it could be that even if it's mezita, because it's not a chayv at all yet. We'll just read the next line of the Mishnah for a second. Nitmeis mezita, but if it became tamei b'mezid, right, it was really her fault, echan esim arba. Then you don't get any kulis, kadesh lo yechote niskar. You made a tamei, and that's going to help you, right? You have to usually do more, and now it's going to do less because it became tamei. No, if it's your fault, then it's not going to help you. Jalo yichote niskar, so it stays at 1/24th. So that, there's a machlok, as I saw one of the mafarshim in the back say, maybe from the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emuna. Efshar delachi nokat nitbeis isasa. The dafkim nitbeis ba'oda isa. Avalam nitbeis lefnei shenasan mayim. Afilu mezida ein kan chote. Shemut elatame ba'oda dagon. Kivan she'en chiv chalat sheyatilu ba'amayim sheteyase isa. It could be. V'lachein, he says, machlokas bishonim, he thinks. Machlokas bishonim, if it became tamei mezid, when it was flour. The big enough question is, so what about lamaisa today? What about today? So today, we're all tamei. Today, we're all tamei. So what do we do? So again, the most is going to be 1/48th. That's what it sounds like. It says here, nitmeis 1/48th. And that's what the Rashba says, and that's what the Me'iri says. The Rashba says this in the Piskei Chala, that, yeah, so you get one, you do it one out of 48, because it's Bizman Hazeh, and therefore it is going to be, it's Tameh, that's what you should do. The Piskei Chala, the Hilkach Achshav, Shekol Isos, Einon Tahoros, Echan Me'arbon Vishmona, V'yafil B'makam Shenogin Litin Chala L'Kohen. One out of 48, that's all you have to do. But the Minog, the Sefer Charedim is, again, the Sefer HaMitzvahs. We have the Charedim's commentary on Maseches Brachos. But the Charedim, he was a posek in Tzfat in the 1500s. And the Ramah quotes, nowadays, less than 1 out of 48. That's a tiny amount. A kol shehu. The Ramah quotes at the end of Shin Chav Beis in Yaradeya. Yesh Omrim, Kivan, She'ein Chala, Necheles Bezvan Hazeh Beret Yisrael. Gam B'shar Makom, Mosein Tzvich Lavid, Rakhala Achas, Ulasarfa, V'chenem Enag Pashut. Right, take one little chala off. Mikol makom nogin lito kezayis. The minhag is to take off a kezayis. Take off a kezayis and then burn it. That's in the Ramah. But if you look in the Charedim in Perek Nun Beis, he quotes this. He says, "Les nagar or bar nagar, do you chala chalik bein truma lachala b'dinze?" I don't think there's a difference between truma and chala. The gam b'chala yesh roshus la'avresh kol shehu lechatchila. Lechatchila to do a kol shehu. And then he quotes a story. He says, Pamachas, all the rabbis of the time get into this story. Pamachas karv l'pesach. This is in Perek Nun Beis, Os Tezvav. Re'inu k'tas b'nei adam monin ha-matzas l'achrafia. We once saw people counting the matzas after they baked the matzas. We said in the last year, hafresha by matzah is done afterwards because you don't want to lose the 18 minutes. So they were counting the matzas. K'dei l'hafresh echan mi'abram mishmona. Take off 148. V'yamarnu lahem. And we said to them, says the Charedim, Hari kol hashana, mafrishin kol shehu, maishta hashta. What do you mean? The whole year we do a tiny amount. Right? Rav Elazar Azkiri. Right? The whole year you do a kol shehu. Why are you doing matzah? Why are you doing, you think it's matzah is more chamor? And 1 out of 48 for the fresh chala of matzah? V'lo yeshiva, they didn't answer me. Ki lo yadu v'lo yavinu. They didn't know. They were just doing, I guess, what they saw. V'alachti ani v'chaviri ha-chacham hanale. I and I went with my friend who's the Mayan HaMizgaber, Rav Elio Sasson. I know who that is. And we asked, Echad Migdoli Adar, Harav Moshe Mitrani, the Mabit. We went to the Mabit. We asked him, right, 1500s, Tzvat, Kedas Malasos, Vim Yeshe Yitzatam Lachalik, Bachala Sapesach, Lachala Shari Mos Hashanah. Is there any reason to be Mafresh more Chala, Bizman Hazeh? V'yamar Lanu, and he, the Mabit, told us that the Mari Beirav, we also know, O Sharav Agadol, Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, Rabbo, Shaya Rabban, Shal Kol Chachmei Tzvas, Hora halacha lemaisa lahafresh kol shul lechatchila bein chiluk bein pesach l'shayim osashana v'sul amidi. That's it. Maisa Rav. So we went to the Mabit, who told us from the Mahari Bei Rav, who was the Rav who gave smicha to Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Remember, that was the whole smicha controversy. They said, no, kol shehu always, and that's what many do. Again, the Ramah quotes a kezayis, but that's Bizman Hazeh relating to the nitmeis ha'isa. Continuing. Says Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So we had back on Daf Tezayin, one opinion that says you're not allowed to be mafresh ben atar al atame. Remember why? Because if you're mafresh ben atar al atame, you know the halacha, you have to do ben amukaf. You have to do it from contiguous. So we're worried that you're going to put the Torah right next to the tame and then be matame the Torah piece. So better, the Tanakhama said, you're not allowed to be mafresh ben atame al atame, ben atar al atar. Rebbe Eliezer argues, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, and he tells us ben atar al atame. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you can be mafresh ben atar al atame. The problem is, how do you do this without being metame the Torah piece? And it still has to be ben amukaf. So Kesa, what do you do? So Isa Torah, Isa Tamea, you have two doughs, one tame, one tar. No tok de chala me Isa shalo hormsa chalasa. So from the Isa Tahora, you take enough chala for both. You take 1/24 for both doughs from the chala, from the dough that, you didn't take off challah from yet, and it's tahar. V'no sein pachos mikabetza be'emsa. And then you create a bridge. You take less than an egg size of dough to put it in the middle, because less than the egg size of dough is not makabel toma. And if it's not makabel toma, it doesn't transfer toma either. So you put, you have two doughs, they have a tiny little ball in between to connect the two. Right, but it's less than the egg size. So these two are now connected, but one is tummy and one is tahar. And the egg in the middle is not a makabel toma. And then you put the 1/24 on top of this bridge. So then it's contiguous to everything, but it's not going to become tummy. That's what Rabbi Elazar says to do. How to be mafresh ben atar al atame. Kedei she'ito ben amukaf. So you're covered ben amukaf, and you're covered not making a tame. And the Chachamim Osrim, you can imagine why. What? We're going to say, tell these instructions. Okay, everybody, put your dough here. Take the less than the egg size. Make the bridge. Mush it down a little bit. And make sure you put the 1/24th on top of this bridge. But make sure it doesn't touch the tamei dough. It's you're going to... Sure, you know, many less things that Gzeirah Shem Yavirenu Dalal Amos, which is a rabbi. You know, there's so anyway, the Chum say, not a good idea. Okay, let's just finish up this section. So Amar Lahen, so what the Mishnah say, the Mishnah said that the challah that I give as flour, so it's not challah, and he's got to give it back, and it's gezel. But the whole, all that flour, even what's, if he makes it into a dough, and what's left, what's nishar, is all still usher to a zar. And remember the story? Oh, there was one Zakin that took it and ate himself. And the Rabbanan say back, no, no, no. He messed up for himself. Anybody fixed it for others. So what does that mean? Amar lehem, afu kilka la'atzmo v'tika lacherem. Kilka la'atzmo da'achla v'sanish. Yeah, he was punished. He did something wrong. He ate it. He wasn't supposed to eat it. V'tikin lacherem, but he did well for others. De'inun achlin v'talye bay. Why? Because he helped them out because they just follow him. They say, oh, we're not doing anything wrong, right? They were tola on others. They didn't do anything wrong. I saw some achronim say, maybe, what do you mean they didn't do anything wrong? They did. It's a shogeg of an iser derabanan. That's a big topic. We always like to quote the nesivus in Reish Lama Dalad. Maybe you don't even have to do tshuva of a shogeg of an iser derabanan. Because the whole point of an iser derabanan is listening to the rabbis. Here, you didn't not listen to the rabbis. Shogeg of an iser daraisa, you violated. It was a shogi, but it's still violated. It could be by an instant derabanan, the whole essence is just not to listen to them. And here, if it's shogi with derabanan, maybe he didn't do anything. Right? So maybe that's what this means. They're doing a shogi, they didn't do anything wrong. Says the Gemara, is tani tani tikin lasa v'kilka lacherim? Some say, no, flipped. He was good for himself, v'kilka lacherim. The opposite, and he messed up for others. Tikin la'atzmo, he was good for himself, because makamacha. He had lunch. Right, he had lunch. You're right, it was bad, but he had lunch. He got nourished. The kilka lacherim, and he messed up others because he misled them. Deen and Sovereign Meimar Diptura, because they think that it is pater, right, if there was a shear in the Isa, v'hi chayeves. Really, it's chayev if there was a shear. Right, what the Zakein ate, there wasn't a shear, and he's not going to be nenash. But they would think that there's a mess up here. Question about the girsos here. The Gra changes the girsa here. But Lamaisa, they are fooled by what he did, and really they did the wrong. They're doing the wrong thing because they weren't supposed to do it, and therefore he messed them up. Even though for him he ate it and he got some nourishment. Okay, different views about how to understand the Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Chamesh is Ro'an Kemach, and we will continue as we get into the shear, the minimum shear, as we're going to discuss, of challah.